Psalm 127, Preface. House fathers and rulers are not to put their trust for the success of their undertakings into their own wisdom, skill, care, and energy. It is a vain thing for a man to attempt to add a cubit to his stature by taking thought. It is a vain thing for the sower to harass his mind with anxiety about the harvest, as to whether it will be profuse or meager. With all his anxiety, the farmer cannot make one blade to grow or one grain to open. All is dependent on the blessing of God, for it is he who must give the increase. The farmer's duty is to cultivate the soil carefully, to seed it rationally, to ask God to give the increase, and then to sleep quietly, not doubting that God will give daily bread. Whatever our station and calling may be, we should perform the duties thereof with prudence and industry, and commit the result to God. He who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us into the shameful death of the cross, to purchase our souls from everlasting starvation, shall he not much rather give what we need for this bodily life? In laboring, do thy share, and unto God commit thy care, as the 127th Psalm teaches. It is God that giveth the increase. A Song of Degrees for Solomon. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Summary. Here we are taught that prosperity in state and family is of God and not of man. Without God's blessing, the wisdom of the wise and the labor of the strong is in vain. God must give peace and good government to our land, and if God does not give it, the wisest statesman cannot prevent the fruits of industry from being consumed by war, tyranny, and anarchy. God must give the increase in family and goods, in garden and field, or our labor is lost. Of him must come both the heirs and the inheritance, and when God does give, then it comes to us as in sleep. The picture which this psalm portrays of a man blessed of God is worthy of note. The man who is industrious in his calling, whose trust is in the Lord, whose table is surrounded by children reared in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, happy is that man. When his head is become gray and his step tottering, his children will be his honor and his children's children his delight. But they who will not labor with their hands, and they who frustrate the design of wedlock, shall be pursued by the curse in a barren and lonely old age. Prayer. For the benefit of man, thou, Father of mercies, didst institute holy wedlock, and hast promised thy blessing to every house in which dwells thy fear. Yea, even thou thyself sitst at the fireside of them that love thee, as at thine own hearth and home. Cause thy peace to dwell under our roof, and bless the labors of our hands. Amen.